Chapter 6. An angry husband can kill. On Monday morning, Andy was at private. Jack had something to tell him.
I can't sleep, Andy said. I think about Shelby all the time.
Andy, said Jack. We talked to a lot of people about Shelby. She had a lot of friends, you know that. And we found one very good friend, the movie star Bob Santangelo. She saw him every week.
That's not true, shouted Andy. She loved me.
Maybe she loved you, said Jack. But she loved Santangelo too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, shouted Andy. It's not true.
Andy left. Jack and Si talked about Santangelo.
Did Andy know about Santangelo? Asked Si.
I don't know, said Jack.
An angry husband can kill, you know, said Si.
I know, Si, said Jack. But Andy's a good man, and he's my friend. He didn't kill Shelby.
I understand. You don't want to hear it, said Si. But maybe he did.
Justine was at the police station with Lieutenant Nora Cronin.
I looked on the internet, said Justine. But can you tell me more about Wendy Borman?
One thing isn't on the internet, said Nora. An 11-year-old girl called Christine Castiglia saw something. She and her mother were in a coffee shop on Melrose Avenue. Christine saw two boys push Wendy into a van. Her mother didn't see anything, and Christine didn't see a lot. The boys were white. One had a long nose and big ears. The other had long hair.
But Christine is 16 now, said Justine. We need to talk to her again.